Hey, it's Willard from Willard and Dibbs coming up 2 to 6. In fact, crossover coming up at 1:45. Now back to Steiny and Goo and Steiny. Crossover, 1:45. Will you just stay?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I am envious of our partner, man, because if people in the know, if you don't know, I'll tell you, they own some property in Canada. It's like an island, and you got to take a boat to the corner store to, like, little canoe. Evan, he showed me some pictures. I'm like, and then he goes, you guys could use it if you ever need it, you know, the place, but the compound. But, man, that's peaceful, man. I grew up in the woods. I've deer hunted. I've camped. I know what it's like when you're just out there and it's you, your family, or you're by yourself just on a bump, log, just watching deer run by, squirrels, the fresh, crisp, natural air, no traffic. It's beautiful. Go take a dip if you need to, because there's water. I didn't pass it down to my kids. We never went camping. Damn. Well, that's terrible, man.
You got to pass it on. You know why I think that he said we can go anytime?
He did say it.
Is because he knows that we won't be able to figure out how to get there.
He's a man. You can film a movie where he's at X-Men and something.
He's described to us how to get to this so-called island of his, which is somewhere in Canada. And I got to tell you.
We tried to figure it out.
We'd have to Lewis and Clark that thing.
You look at imbecile.
Yeah, we are. When it comes to navigation.
Steiner.
If you can't find it on Google Maps, I ain't going. That place is off the beaten path. All right, Goo. Talked about the San Francisco 49ers and what's been going on with them. I do want to transition to the Warriors now because we finally got a team.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the Warriors, Freudian slip, made their moves. They got Brandon Williams. They got George Niang. And they now have a team.
Yay!
So, I want to read the finalized roster.
Go Warriors! Sorry.
I do want to read the finalized roster for you, and I want to get your thoughts, okay? Guard position, Steph, Pods, Melton, Brandon Williams, Will Richard. Our forwards, Draymond Green, Yaxel Lendeborg, Guy Santos, George Niang, Gary Payton II, and then, of course, Jimmy Butler, and Moses Moody. Your centers are Kristaps Porzingis, Al Horford, and Charles Bassey, with a couple of two-way guys being LJ Cryer and LeJay Jones. So, how you feeling? Warriors made a couple moves. No longer incognito this summer.
Well, you mentioned the Niners, and I'm going to use a word that we've been talking about, a two-letter word, and is if. And what we do know is a big portion of that roster that you just went over won't start the season in regard to Jimmy Butler and Moses Moody. So they'll be missed. But if guys not named Moody or Butler can stay healthy, I'm here for it, but I'm definitely not going to sit here and tell you, Evan, sit across from you and the listeners, that this is enough to be a beast in the West. And my question marks still revolve around, I know we got the 29th coming up in regard to Steph Curry's contract extension and possibility, but that runner's knee, Porzingis, you know, whatever he's dealing with, but we know he's dealing with something that can flare up at any time. And I do like Brandon Williams. And to find out Steph, I think he FaceTimed him. He went Mike Dunleavy and got it done and tried to recruit Brandon Williams. But the Niang, he didn't even play a minute last year, Evan.
No, he was hurt. But other than that, he's pretty durable.
Yeah, and he's in his 30s. So, again, okay. But that's not going to make or break. I'm here for it, Evan, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm excited, especially about what I started, who's not starting the season. But if you give me health and Porzingis, who loves Celebrini and can keep him upright, and Al Horford, Melton, we're small. I'd like a lot more, you know, action at wing. But it's what you said about Stribling, and I keep bringing up the Niner comp. I'm so excited about Yaxel that I'm kind of blinded at what this team could be if they got healthy or stayed healthy before Jimmy Butler were to come back. But am I excited to tell you, E, they're going to be something more than just a play-in. I'm not seeing it right now because of Jimmy and Moody's absence.
No, but I think they'll be better than they were last year. You know, yeah. The guys they got, Williams played 66 games. I know that Niang was out for last season, but he's typically pretty durable. 2025, 70 games. Year before, 82, 78, 76, 72. Mm. So he plays a lot. I think they're better equipped to handle what happened at the end of last year when the bottom completely fell out. I'm not going to tell you that they're a top six seed by any means, but I saw a projection on, I think it was ESPN, of what they are. And to be fair, this was before they signed Williams and Niang, but it was...
Probably didn't change, but go ahead.
No, it was 37 and 45.
Oh, no.
They'll be better than that. They'll be better than that. They're just not going to be what people have expected for the better part of a decade, which is them to be in contention. At least not right now. I think they have a chance to exceed expectations based on where they were last year.
Now, what Steph Curry do we get? Or is that like...
Well, that I don't know.
That's an if for you, too.
Well, he's got 3 days between now and the...
That's wow.
...contract extension date to... Not, I don't want to say make a choice, because it could linger. Hell, he could wait till the season.
Yeah.
He could wait as much time as possible.
That's interesting, Evan. I'll tell you this. Hey, I got my popcorn ready, and I'll give it the old college try in regard to do what I do. I'll root for him, go to games. But I'd be lying if I'm looking you dead in the face right now, not telling you for the first time in my life I've got stymied in regard to I'm almost fast-forwarding to next offseason to where the books are clear, they got money, and then it really, really could pop off. But I won't rob this team. Hey, who's to say they don't do their what the Niners did in their 12 wins, right? In their season that we thought was going to go down the drain, maybe this is the Warriors, hold my beer. We're going to show you, goo. Like, Evan, is there any part of you thinking, and I'm giving them all over, that this couldn't be a play-in team? Like, could they be a higher seed to avoid the play-in? That I just find, without Butler and Moody, that's where I'm just like, okay, so we're going to end up where we always end up, in the play-in.
Yeah, I think it's a possibility, but I think there's a big difference between being in the 7-8 game and being in the 9-10 game. If you're a 9-10...
We've been in both, yeah.
Yeah, if you're a 9-10, to me, it's just, it's virtually impossible to do anything because the best spot you can get is the 8. And you're not beating the top seed, especially after you saw, like, if the Warriors had somehow beat the Suns in April and gone on to play OKC, they probably would have got absolutely killed in game one. And who knows if they would have won a game.
I wanted to see it, though.
Why would you want to see it?
Just to see how truly far off we are with the elite. You know, and when I say elite,
that sounds like sports masochism.
Mm. I kind of didn't disagree, but yeah, something to there. That's where, like, at least let me see.
But you also wouldn't have got Yaxel Lendeborn. Yeah, you would have got a worse pick.
No, you're right.
I mean, and he's part of this too. It's funny. So we started the show talking about Stribling. And by the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live in the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. You know, Yaxel and Stribling, I think, are in similar spots where their teams are going to need them. And I think Lendeborg is in a better position to put up numbers, but Stribling is in a better position to impact winning early on.
Well said.
But they're both equally exciting in their own right. Yaxel is a big reason why I think that this... And by the way, hey, thank you. This is this from the YouTube chat. I think it was Valks that said the prediction was 35 and 47. Yaxel Lendeborg is a big reason, and Williams and Niang to some extent, but mainly Yaxel. He's a big reason why I don't think 35 wins is
on the table. Like,
no,
they're blowing past that.
Why can't they be a 500 team? Which, by the way, no one, that doesn't excite people, but that's 7 wins more than what some are expecting them to do.
Yeah,
and that's a pretty big change.
Yeah, no doubt. And I got to give you this, E, and it's probably in your calculations. The fact that Curry didn't play damn near 40 games, that's a big deal, man. To go to surpass that win total, the 37.
Well, but that's why, okay.
I mean, that math is simple. If he holds up and he doesn't miss, that's half the season.
Yeah, but filing under, who cares? If Curry misses the same amount of games, which is, by the way, on the table because he's older.
Well, then, yeah.
No, but Brandon Williams is a player that at times started for the Mavericks last year averaged 13 points in 22 minutes. He's somebody that scored 30 against the Warriors. Maybe he's 29, but...
See, I don't see us winning games. It'll look better than last year at times. We look like a G League outfit when those injuries start to pile up. And I love me some Williams. I do. But, Ev, I still feel like in the West, yeah, we give teams a better run for their money. But at the end, we wouldn't win as much as we would, obviously, with Steph.
My biggest problem with last year's team was they built a team for 16 games. They built a team for a 7-game series, and they, I believe, were relying too much on their older players to make it through the regular season before they even got to the playoffs.
Outside of Yaxo, what's changed?
Well, you replaced a couple of guys with younger players. Like, Brandon Williams is a guy who can play a lot. And Santos is going to be better this year. You know, you're looking at guys that are improved. I think the Warriors are better equipped to handle the regular season this year going in than last season. I think last season they put too much faith in all of these guys being able to just remain healthy, you know, and I think that problem still exists. It's not completely gone is what I'm telling you. Like two signings don't change that. But I guess I wonder, Goo, if there was excitement at the start of last season, is it just because of the final record that you're left here 365 days later and you don't feel even close to the same way?
It's some of that, but it's also the chef. And when he's not there, it's like Michael Jackson not being on stage with the Jacksons. They're pretty much nothing, you know, talent, but not what you are when Michael puts you over the top. So I think a lot of that and a lot of trepidation I have is because that is a question that in years past, Evan, I could just pencil Steph down for 60, 65 games, you know. But now I am so frightened on what happens if that were to repeat itself with the runner's knee. And again, I could be totally wrong, but when you talk about getting excited, it's mental prep. And I just can't allow myself to prep for this Warriors season and lie to myself and not say that the possibility is real that something could happen to Steph with that knee to where we'd be without. And then once that were to happen, yeah, you're right. You have got Brandon Williams who could play a lot, create his own shot. Not the biggest guy. Yeah, we'll be better. I guess, is it Operation Stay Afloat till Jimmy gets back? Even, like, would you have a problem if I said that's what the mantra is for me with the Warriors this season? Stay afloat until Jimmy can come back.
Yeah, I would completely agree with you. And then you hope that he and if Moody returns, that they can give you the same juice or a similar sort of juice to what Jimmy did when he got here in the first place. Because that team was below 500.
Yeah. And would that be unfair that Jimmy's coming off an injury to expect Jimmy type things when he came back? Or with this new science, Kittle coming back, you know, just months after tearing this, like, would you think that's fair or no? Goo, he's got a jersey. He's Jimmy Butler. He'll come out and ball, and hopefully he'll mirror himself.
Well, they won 47 games the year that Butler got here, and I don't think they'll win 47 games.
And knocked off Houston.
Yeah, I mean, they won a playoff series. But I can't even think about this team being in the playoffs. That's another,
yeah, all right.
That's another thing that last year became apparent, is that you can no longer just fast forward, and I don't know why people are doing it in the first place, but you can't just fast forward to the NBA playoffs with this team anymore.
I've learned my lesson on that.
You got to care about the regular season.
All right.
And I think they're trying to find, you know, the middle ground in this, right? Where if Steph is in the playoffs, if, you know, Porzingis and Jimmy and Draymond to some extent, like, that's where maybe the Warriors can surprise somebody. But they have to care about the 82. Like, they don't have the luxury of just overlooking 6 months and saying, yeah, well, it's okay. We'll stay afloat. We'll just sneak in as a 7 seed.
Man.
That to me would be malpractice.
Now, and I love that. We've been talking about windows being open, shut, stuck. But in regard, let's put it right on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control, Evan, our first one of the day. In regard to the Warriors being championship contenders with what they're facing with their roster now, who's available, who's not, where's that window in Evan Giddings' prism?
Well, what's the window?
Championship or getting to the finals.
I don't think they're getting the finals, Goo.
I think it's shut.
Yeah, I don't think they can win a championship.
Yeah, yeah. And I wonder if they know that. Maybe that's why they didn't do too much. Or they tried and didn't come up with anything. And, you know, now you got Williams and Niang.
Yeah, I mean, the Warriors roster was effectively finalized yesterday. They signed Brandon Williams and George Niang. So the Warriors got their 15 guys. You know, Curry, Pods, Melton, Williams, Richard, Draymond, Butler, Lindeborg, Moody, Santos, Niang, Payton, Porzingis, Horford, Bassey. Does the fact that they complete their summer have people feeling any different? Like, what was the feeling at the end of last summer? I mean, we're discussing Kuminga every single day and his contract. But, I mean, what was the feeling for Golden State?
And I love that you brought that up. And we had Aaron Turner, Kuminga's agent, on. Remember that during the summer and watching him work out and he got his deal. But I still was blinded and naivete to the fact that Kuminga was going to bust out and be the Minnesota version when they played Minnesota in the playoffs that season. So I don't have that at my disposal to get excited about. I'm not necessarily, I know I'm not about Niang. I do like Will. I like him. I've always liked him. So we'll see. But just the fact that we're asking Steph to carry us on that knee, that runner's knee, you know, I don't feel good about that. And I guess that's why I'm skeptical, man. Like who's calling? And I'm not saying they're not. Right now, who's saying, you know, watch out for the Warriors?
Well, nobody is. But I think that's why they can exceed those expectations.
Right.
You know, I don't think people expect anything out of the Warriors this year. Do you?
No.
So they can exceed that.
Yeah, I kind of likened it. Could they pull, I know it's different sports, a 12-win season off like the Niners did when we kind of counted them out in season with all the injuries?
Well, but see, all right, this is the difference. I think the Warriors can be better than what people are making them out to be. But you're leaping to them winning a playoff series. That's where I stop.
Well, no, I said Operation Play-In, and somebody's coming down my road. My boy B. Pena. Come on, Goo, it ain't that bad. Okay, hey, I'm here for it, but I know we don't have Jimmy and Moody. I know we made additions. I like to see Steph and that knee. But other than that, I just feel like this team, we're destined to get to the play-in.
Yeah, but you can still get into the play. Like, to me, it's about getting to the playoffs. And if it's through the play-in, then that's fine. Right. You've seen them win playoff series from the seven seed. You haven't seen them win championships, and that's where I think we got to just leave that at the door. Mm. We talking titles and championships, hell.
That's on hold for me.
Well, Steph Curry said we got to recalibrate our thought process. Right, we can't be talking championships right now until there's something to tangibly look at and at least see that they're a decent squad.
Yeah, and there's some fallout from my 90-win prediction with the Giants to where I've kind of learned my lesson, and I want to do something different this year in regard to my Warrior optimism. And now I'm just saying, hey, you know, the play-in, and maybe that'll mean the second round, you know, they get to the Western Conference. A reverse devil tongue. That's all I got. So, B. Pena, leave me alone. Like, every year, I'm the pinata of optimism, and it's taking something out your boy. So, now I'm just like, hey, what if they should – you got some names, some champs, Horford, Porzingis, Curry, Dre. And if you're telling me we get a healthy Melton and Potts takes another step, and now we got Yaxel, who's to say? And let's another rat on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control. If you want it on said night in the NBA, Evan – more than the other team, I don't think that plays well in the NFL. You can do, a good team could give you a C-plus effort and still win the game by 2 touchdowns or 10 points. Who's to say if the Warriors wanted more in the regular season on said night that they can't go get it?
I mean, I think there's going to be a talent gap on some nights, but you're right. Look, and maybe the schedule works out for them the way it did a couple of years ago when they took advantage of a soft schedule down the stretch and streaked to the seven seed. You know, it just... Like,
we needed that.
But being a play-in team doesn't mean you can't be a playoff team. I mean, the top six is going to be is difficult for them. I just think that, again, seeing the roster as it stands today and with it being effectively finalized, it's like, okay, Yaxel Lendeborg has a chance to impact winning his rookie season. He looks like, right now, a good pick.
Right. Like Stripling.
You got a couple players in here that are typically healthy and play a lot of games. Those are three obvious differences from last year's team when they came in. And that to me is why your optimism, it doesn't have to be conference finals or finals or championship. I think that's what we need to look at.